Donald Trump campaigns on big smoking gun. New York Post story exposing Joe Biden. By Charlie Spiring on October 14, 2020. President Donald Trump reacted to a new report from the New York Post showing evidence that former Vice President Joe Biden met with an advisor to Burisma while his son, Hunter Biden, was on the board. Joe Biden has been blatantly lying about his involvement with his son's corrupt business dealings, Trump said. This is a big smoking gun. The president pointed to an April 2015 email published by the New York Post from Burisma advisor Vadim Pasharsky to Hunter Biden thanking him for helping arrange a meeting with his father, Vice President Joe Biden. He also pointed to a 2014 email from Pasharsky to Hunter asking, "We urgently need your advice on how you could use your influence." In other words, Hunter was being paid for access to his vice president father who was specifically put in charge of Ukraine and Russia, Trump said. He reminded his supporters that Biden had repeatedly claimed that he never spoke with Hunter about his business dealings overseas. These emails show that Biden's repeated claim that he has never spoken to Hunter about his business dealings were a complete lie. "It was a total lie," Trump said. "He lied to you over and over because he's trying to cover up a massive pay-for-play scandal at the heart of his vice presidency." Trump also recalled Biden's protest during the first presidential debate about Hunter Biden's lucrative business deals overseas, calling the stories about it totally discredited and insisted that his son did nothing wrong. "Now that turns out to be a total lie," Trump said. "Now we can see clearly that Biden is a corrupt politician that should never be allowed to run for the presidency." He criticized the corrupt lamestream media for failing to cover the story published by the New York Post. "They're corrupt and they refuse to write the story," he said. Trump also criticized Facebook and Twitter for censoring the story from their platforms when they allowed disinformation and lies about him and his campaign to be shared. "They take negative posts down almost before they even go up," he wrote. The president also reacted to the breaking news that Twitter suspended his press secretary Kayleigh McEnany's personal account. "I don't know this for a fact, but they say Kayleigh McEnany, they closed down her account. She's the White House press secretary because she's reporting the truth," he said. The president picked back up on his attack on Hunter Biden, repeatedly asking, "Where's Hunter? Where's Hunter? Is Hunter here tonight? Hunter?" he asked. "Hunter, congratulations on making a lot of money last year.